Roller Derby in the Matanuska Valley is off to a healthy start. More than 300 attendees gathered last month at Curtis Menard Sports Center in Wasilla for the community's first Rage City Roller Girls bout. In the event, For Whom the Bell Rolls, two Anchorage teams, the Sockeye Sallies and the Devil's Club, squared off. The Valley's own Denali Destroyer Dolls were introduced to the public during halftime. The team continues to train in hopes of incorporating the Valley into the growing sport. APRN's Jersey Shedlock has the story.
The admissions lines leading into the sports center merged together, creating one large mass of bodies. The crowd quickly grew as the event began. Facility manager Joanna Gray turned people away as the venue reached full capacity. She was not surprised by the turnout.
Who doesn't want to see something brand new come to the Valley and a bunch of chicks dressed the way that they are with the names that they have and rolling around a ring, beating the crap out of each other? I mean, why wouldn't you get a big response from that? People came out here to see exactly what they expected, and they're getting exactly what they wanted, and I think it's awesome.
The roller derby teams of Anchorage are in their third competitive season. Destroyer Dolls manager Jane Bondage has been working the past 6 months building a team in Wasilla.
Well, we got here. It was a really hard road. It was a lot of wheels turning, so to speak. We've only been together since July.
The Denali Destroyer Dolls are a diverse group. The team includes a homemaker, a massage therapist, a mental health therapist, a teacher, and a student. Devils member Crystal Irwin recently moved to Anchorage from Oregon and joined the team after being encouraged by coworkers to go watch a bout. Within weeks of her initial Alaska roller derby experience, she was laced up in practicing maneuvers with a new group of friends.
That's what I loved about moving up here, is because I didn't feel like I knew anyone, and now I have a whole other family.
From the sidelines, Irwin's boyfriend Chris Boggs watched as an opposing personality emerged once she hit the track. He is supportive, but worries about Irwin being injured.
I mean, it's something she loves to do, so if she's going to bang herself up, that's her choice. Still, I'd rather her stay on her feet, but I've gotten accustomed to it.
Serious injuries do occur. Tanya Hotrum, aka Barracuda Barbie, broke her elbow and shoulder. Each required surgery.
We're having a practice scrimmage, and one of the girls had fallen in front of me, and one of the other girls on my team had taken me for a whip, so I fell over the girl falling in front of me directly on my elbow, and it shattered it.
Hotrum's two boys are unsure about their mother's new hobby, but Hotrum sees no end in sight.
I say if I have another one, I quit, but I probably won't. I'll do it as long as I can.
The Devil's Club bested the Sockeye Sallies 132-107. The next Rage City Roller Girls bout is scheduled for February 5th at the Denina Center in downtown Anchorage.
Jersey Shedlock is an APRN intern in Anchorage.